Welcome back to the County Writes the County Reads. I'm Lynn Pickering, and I'm speaking to Laurie Scott, author of In Like a Lion. And I guess it is no surprise that you designed the cover of the book, since you are an artist. And if you'd like to see the cover, you can go to County FM's Facebook page or to CressyLakesideBooks.ca. And I wanted to tell you, Laurie, when I was doing my research, I realized that you painted Drop the Hanky, that Victorian schoolhouse in Ameliasburg.
Right.
And a few years ago, it was in the Bank of Montreal. There was a print in the Bank of Montreal, which was a fundraiser. Okay. And I bought that.
Oh, you did?
And I have that in my guest room.
Excellent.
And I'm going to put that on up at the end of the show, because I love that painting. So why did you want to start writing? This is your, maybe I shouldn't even say start writing. Mm-hmm. This is your first novel, but have you been writing all the time?
Well, not really. I've done some children's books with illustrations. I guess that would be about 20 years ago now or more. I did make an attempt to have them published, but it's a difficult business. And they came back unopened, basically. Mm. So I had sent away a sample illustration with the stories. I still have them tucked away somewhere, and I may resurrect them in the future.
Well, I think we should have you on to read them on the show.
That would be excellent.
Well, we'll do that.
Yes, and I've done some writing, of course. You know, in my career as a teacher, I was involved in writing some things for the Board of Education, but nothing like this. And I actually really enjoy the process of writing, not just the end result, but I very much enjoy sitting down at the computer and just getting lost in the book.
Mm. Why the mystery genre? Are you a fan of mysteries? Do you read
about? Well, I am. I read about 50% is nonfiction. I don't just read mystery. And I'm actually a member of a book club that's forcing me to read some things I maybe wouldn't pick up off the shelf. But I would say of the fictional, the fiction that I read, probably 2/3 of that is mystery or crime.
I just wondered, because you did say in the last segment that you have planned it so that Lily Mullally is going to have other adventures, so there are other books on the way.
I hope so. I've got another one in my head right now.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's actually started, but I think I'm going to go back and rewrite it. It's reforming.
Oh, okay. Now, where did you teach, and what grades?
Well, I began teaching in Edmonton, although I was born and raised in this area. I ended up there for the first 7 years. Came back here. I've taught at the high school briefly. I taught, let me see now, Pinecrest, Queen Elizabeth, North Marysburg, and then back to Queen Elizabeth School.
Wow. You've been all over the county.
I have. And mainly the intermediate division, but also everywhere from 5 through 13, grade 13 at various points.
And let's talk about your art career, because you've been a regular winner of the award at the Picton Fair. Are you still keeping up with your art, or is the book taking over?
Well, the book took over for a while, but I'm keeping up somewhat. I wouldn't call it a career. It's certainly a hobby, one that I've enjoyed very much. I can't settle on any one medium. I like them all. I've also designed T-shirts for, when I lived in Arizona briefly, for a company there that sent them out internationally. That was brief, but it was fun. I've done things for, as you pointed out, Coima, the fundraiser, was a donation. And I followed that up with, most recently, prints are for sale of Wellington Consolidated School. And I think that may disappear soon. They may be, I don't know, they may be replacing it with a new school or abandoning it. I'm not sure what the plan is. But a lot of people are concerned about the history being lost. So that was why I chose that as my second subject for schools.
All right. I wanted to get back to the book. How long did you take to write it? Did you find it difficult or frustrating at some points?
When you get to the end and you say, the end, you think you're finished and you're not. That's just the beginning. The writing of the book went rather quickly, I thought, but it was very long. And, of course, I knew that it would need some editing, but not as much as it did. every time I reread it, I changed it. And I had an agent for a time before he retired. And he said, you have to stop at some point and be happy with what you've got. But I kept sending it to them saying, well, I've made these changes. It's better now. And then, of course, when I was actually ready to go forward with publication, I asked for more feedback, and I got more feedback from various people, especially Peter Blendell, who acted as my editor. And even after getting all of that feedback, I would reread it again and say, oh, I can do better than this. So it continued to evolve. The revision took much longer. And yes, it was difficult at times to look at what you've written and be happy with it and say, that's okay. I'm still not happy with it. If I could write it again, I would.
Well, no, you've got to write the next one.
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll have you back when the next one comes out.
Okay.
Good luck with the book, and thanks for coming
in.
Thank
you so much, Lynn.